We heard music of Yalil Guerra. That was the string quartet number 2. It was written for our quartet in residence here, La Caterina Quartet, and they were performing it. It is my pleasure to welcome back into our studios Fred Bugbee, who is professor of percussion here at New Mexico State, and Daniel Vega Albela, first violinist in La Caterina Quartet, to talk about Yalil Guerra, who will be visiting here in Las Cruces next week for the New Mexico State University Warner Hutchison Contemporary Arts Festival. So welcome back to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Daniel, let's start with you. I know I just had you on recently before your recital, and congratulations. Heard it was really great.
Thank you.
Sorry to miss that. Just this past weekend. And Yalil Guerra, tell us about him. You've recorded 2 quartets of his. He wrote this for you, and he'll be here next week, a Cuban composer.
That is right. We met Yalil through our violist in our quartet, Jorge Martinez, and they started talking about possible collaborations until we were finally able to record in his recording studio at Burbank, in California, his first 2 string quartets. So we're very happy that we get to record his 3rd string quartet, and who knows, maybe we'll do an integral of his 3 string quartets at some point. But it's been a lot of fun to work with him. We're very excited that he's coming here. He is going to be giving a presentation for the students, talking about the commercial aspect of being a musician, composer. He's a very active person. He composes. He also does a lot of film scoring in California. He has his own recording studio. He's a true entrepreneur. And his quartets keep getting more and more interesting. And it's going to be fun to record and. He will also be the recording engineer, of course, so he'll be able to share some of his very interesting experiences with the students here at NMSU.
I think I saw that was Monday afternoon at 3:30.
That's correct.
Is that open to the public or just for students?
No, absolutely, it's open, and that's in the Atkinson Recital Hall. Yeah.
And just this piece, just say a couple of words about this piece. It's such an interesting quartet, and then, you know, he has these sudden shifts in tonality where you hear sort of these Cuban sounds, and then it becomes a little more abstract, and then it comes back, and some great sounds on that in that quartet.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of Latin influence in his compositions, particularly if you look at his first string quartet, which is much shorter, and the texture is a lot simpler than the second string quartet. The second string quartet, I hear a lot of sort of the second Viennese school mixed with some Latin American Cuban influences, yeah. which makes for a very interesting sound. And his 3rd quartet is very interesting. He wrote it and dedicated it to Beethoven. There are also a couple of Beethoven quotes in the 2nd string quartet. If people were paying attention, there are a couple of places where he quotes the 5th symphony, not using the same harmony, mind you, but the same basic rhythmic motive of the 5th symphony. And this 3rd string quartet he dedicated to Beethoven, and it's very interesting because even though you can't really hear Beethoven right away, some of the basic compositional ideas, taking a small cell and using it as a recurring subject upon which you build different textural variations and things like that, is definitely there. And I always hear a lot of that second Viennese school in his composition, which makes for very thick kind of writing, very expressive harmonies. It's a very interesting piece. You can tell that he is a very seasoned composer. He not only writes for string quartet, he writes all kinds of different instrumentations, and you can tell that he is very comfortable with the different types of possibilities in terms of sonorities that he can find.
We're talking about Yalil Guerra, and that's Daniel Vega Albela, who's speaking with us from La Caterina Quartet. Yalil Guerra will be here next week as part of the Werner Hutchison Contemporary Arts Festival. Fred Bugbee, you're also here in the studios. You've been organizing, I think, this Contemporary Arts Festival now for a few years. It's named for Werner Hutchison, who was a composer in residence here for years and years and years, and a wonderful person, wonderful musician. So tell us what's in store next week for this Contemporary Arts Festival.
That's right. Well, we have one concert on Tuesday this year. We've had multiple concerts before, but this year we're going to one concert. But it's a very different in its textures. The first half will be based on a magazine that was published in New Mexico. It was Soundings Press, published by Peter Garland. And it ran from the 70s through the 90s out of Santa Fe, and was really focused on the American experimental tradition. Peter was a disciple of John Cage, a disciple of Lou Harrison. He went to the CalArts, and I think he started the magazine actually while at CalArts, but came to Santa Fe and did it for 20 years. Some of the music we're going to be playing of that is by composers such as Lou Harrison. John Zorn is another person we've featured on the Contemporary Arts Festival before, and we're doing a piece of his that actually the score, we'll have it up on the screen, but the score is Roadrunner and Coyote cartoons, and then it's passed around the ensemble. Basically, it's telling a story of a Roadrunner Coyote cartoon. It's a really fun piece, the way he wrote it, and just a number of other pieces from that. Then the second half will feature primarily pieces from the last couple of years. I'm doing a piece by Nathaniel Bartlett that I recorded several weeks ago that was actually written for a friend, Peyton McDonald, who rode the Continental Divide Trail last summer, and every time he crossed the Continental Divide, he recorded a piece. He had 30 pieces commissioned for this project, and it's there's a documentary coming out in March that will feature that. So I'm doing that, and then Laura Spitzer will be playing a solo piano piece that she recorded a number of years back, I believe, by Verco Bailey. Rhonda Taylor will then be doing one of her compositions that was recorded or written last year.
And she's then a saxophone.
Saxophone, I'm so sorry, thank you. And then we'll close the program with La Caterina. I guess it's the premier performance in New Mexico of that piece.
Anyway. Yes,
Of the third
string quartet.
Wow, excellent. Now, contemporary music or contemporary arts is a really broad term, because we're talking about a magazine from the 1970s, composers who were active for several decades, but it all gets encompassed in this contemporary music or contemporary arts notion. Sounds like this year it's really music.
Year we're primarily focusing on
the music. So, and then you also mentioned a piece written just a couple of years ago. So let's just talk a little bit about the differences in experimental music from the 70s, just 40 years ago now, versus now.
Yeah, it's funny when you look at the music from the 70s. I think coming out of the 60s, there was such social upheaval. The music, there was just a real desire to get rid of anything European in music and really come up with an independent American art. And you can see that in a lot of this music from the 70s. And we chose some pieces that were actually, some of them are a little bit outside, some of them are a little bit more traditional. You saw both sides in the 70s, but a lot of the pieces, if you go through the Soundings Press, a lot of the pieces are really social commentaries. Actually, they're kind of appropriate for the time we're living in now. A lot of the pieces we're dealing, it seems, with a social upheaval as of right now as well. So it seemed like an appropriate time to do this. And Sarah Daughtry, who was a vocal professor here, had put this presentation together in November. We performed this program in Santa Fe, actually, for the College Music Society National Convention. So we had already a program ready and thought this would fit really well with what we're doing with the Contemporary Arts Festivals.
Yeah, so social commentary, also minimalism, which we were seeing then, particularly in everything, architecture, you had this, and there was a lot of the minimalist
absolutely yeah.
influence in yeah. music too. But it's really changed in the 21st century. It does seem like the music is going in a different direction now.
Yeah, I don't know if you find this. It seems to me that everything always works on a pendulum. There's a swing, and then we will swing back, and we seem definitely to be in a much more tonal phase of music, although harmony has been changed completely. I don't think we'll ever go back to the same harmonic structure that we had, but we have definitely, there is a much more...
Well, there's not a taboo to write music that has some tonality. There, I think there was for a long time,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
Well, I think we were all so heavily influenced by the second Viennese school mm-hmm. that it was hard to kind of make a U-turn and say, wait, maybe there are other sonorities that we can explore, not necessarily based on this. So I do think that composers now feel a little bit more free to explore other types of expressive sonorities and forms and whatnot.
And also, let me just say for any listener who's not aware, so the Second Viennese School, usually we're talking about Arnold Schoenberg and the 12-tone rose and music where, you know, each note of a 12-tone scale had to be played once before it could be repeated and then turned upside down. They could play it backwards. But you also have now, and for the last, you know, for a few decades, but really a lot recently, like Yalil Guerra. I mean, people who are looking to their different countries, folk traditions and musical traditions, and infusing that and crossover kinds of music.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the exciting things. It is so much more readily available, world music, than it was even, you know, when I was in school in the 80s, it was difficult to come by. I mean, there were certainly great recordings in the whole Smithsonian Folkways. There were all these recordings, but it wasn't as common. And now you can go on the internet and get a radio station from Ghana, or you can get a radio station from wherever in Venezuela that you want to hear. And so I think there's such a crossover. And then you have people like Yalil that come and bring these traditions with them and are writing with a different ear, perhaps. And so it's really exciting. I think it has changed things.
So I may have misheard you, Fred, but I thought you said we'll be putting it up on the screen. And I know that in a lot of the contemporary music concerts, that there is often a visual component now. Sometimes there's pictures
yes.
that are projected. But is there going to be something
yes,
on
absolutely.
The screen?
So the first half, we have pictures of the scores and pictures from soundings that go throughout, just giving an idea of some of the works and what that was about. Then the piece Chronometro, which is the Nathaniel Bartlett piece that I'm doing, is a video score. So it actually, the score, the audience will be able to follow along with the score on that piece.
So does that mark something also as contemporary something uniquely recent about using visual aids like that?
Well, I think our ability to do it marks it. I think these scores, especially the all of the scores from soundings, they're a visual art into themselves. In fact, I had spoken with the art department. We were planning on doing something in conjunction with them, and time just got away from us on that. But the scores themselves are very visual in nature and really can be seen as I think works of visual art unto themselves. A number of them, and also I think they're literary. They really this. Time and in our history, I think there was a combination. I think the thing that's great now is that we have the ability to project that, and the audience can see everything
it and experience
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago, we did a piece that the audience could participate. They would
right.
buy cell phones. They
that's
would,
right.
would vote for things.
All right. Well, our time is up, but thank you. The concert is Tuesday night at 7:30.
That's correct.
At the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's the Warner Hutchison Contemporary Arts Festival. Fred Bugbee's been my guest. Daniel Vega Albela. Thank you both.
Thank you so much
and
for having us.
Good luck with the festival.
Thank you, dear.